angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Yesterday's gone, It's exactly 12 minutes after midday and you're on Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news for a change. Good afternoon and welcome to the Holy Hour on this Wednesday. Coming up, today's mass celebrant will be either Father Thabo Motiba or Father Brian. So one of the two will say mass for us at around 12:30. In the meantime, though, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115 with your prayer intentions. Alternatively, you can SMS the prayer intentions to 41809 at a cost of 150. So that SMS number is 41809. The number to dial with your prayer intentions, if you want to place them live on air, is 011-452-7115. Our technical producer today is Kenny, and my name is Shayla. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Gloria, Sheila.
Oh, Gloria. I haven't spoken to you since that day of the women's show.
I haven't been well or bad.
Oh, so sorry to hear that, Gloria.
It can place me on the altar, Sheila.
Uh-huh.
And my son, baby, too, looked for America yesterday.
Okay.
And got to look for after his family.
Mm-hmm.
And all the poor souls.
Yeah.
And you at Radio Veritas.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, and I hope you come right, eh? You can get
yes,
better
Sheila.
Soon. Okay, then. Thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's 15 minutes after midday. If you've just joined us, welcome to the Holy Hour on Radio Veritas 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. Today we remember the prayer intentions from Bernadette asking us to pray for Genevieve, Evie, Samara, Gian, and prayers for the soul of baby Naidu. Also praying for the repose of the souls of all those who have passed on. Genevieve also asks us to remember her prayer intentions today, asking us to offer intentions for baby Naidu as he's 5 years since his passing, also praying for Evelyn and herself, for marriages, and for her twin children, a boy and a girl. Remember the prayer intentions from Neville, Tabiso, Thelma, Maud, Angie, Sidi, Shemaine, Teresa, Cielo, and Jermaine. Nolene asks us to offer special prayers for Eastwood Primary School in Pietermaritzburg at this crucial time of selecting leaders that will uphold God's name and be guided by His wisdom. Also praying for Nolene today, who celebrates her birthday. May she always find joy in knowing that she is a special daughter of God. We remember the prayer intentions from Paul, who asked us to please offer up intentions today for the repose of the soul of cousin Albert Kobedi, who passed on this day 17 years ago. And then Lindiwe asked us to offer prayers of thanksgiving for the gift of life today, as God has blessed her with another year. Well, a happy birthday to you, Lindiwe. And we have an intention here that says for peace in Mozambique, and that God will please protect all His children from all danger. And that comes from Couples of Christ, Pietermaritzburg, Woodlands. We also pray for the healing of Maria Tsitsina, healing of Mila Tsitsina as well. We pray for Sally, the late Sally's intentions, who asked us to pray for the late John and Robert Curry's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, spouses, as well as for healing, protection, divine providence, and faith. We're still taking prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
Good.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Mam Puti.
Yes, Mam Puti.
Yes. I would like to put my family on the altar, please.
Mm-hmm.
And my nephew, who's his birthday today.
Yeah.
He's 23.
Oh, happy birthday to him, eh?
Yes.
What's his name?
Tamsanga.
Okay, well, happy birthday to him.
Yes, Tamsanga.
Uh-huh.
And my children also, I want to put them on the altar, please.
Uh-huh.
And my deceased family.
Yes.
All of them.
Uh-huh.
And all the Radio Veritas listeners.
Yes.
Tandi.
Uh-huh.
I would like to put Tandi.
Yes.
Moira.
Yes.
And Mahadi Buthelezi.
Uh-huh.
Father Brian.
Uh-huh.
And the soul of Father Patrick Maselwane.
Okay.
May his soul rest in peace.
Amen.
Thank you, Eshila.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for the call.
God
go well, Makuti.
Yes.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Hello, Gift, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm well, thank you. Who are we praying for today?
Sheila, today I'd like to put Radio Veritas
mm-hmm.
For financial stability.
Yeah.
Also the presenters for always uplifting us
mm-hmm.
and granting us the good news for a change, which we really appreciate.
Thank you so much, Gift. Much yes. appreciated. Thank
yes.
you.
And then, Sheila, as well, to my parish, Holy Rosary,
mm-hmm.
and the parishioners,
yeah.
especially for their special intentions,
mm-hmm.
and also to put my godmother, Yuna Kambule, and her family.
Yes.
I ask that the Lord may grant them success in their intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like to put my families, that the Lord may grant them breakthroughs in their special intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And also myself, Sheila, for my studies.
Yeah.
And also for spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Lord may grant me the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And also for my son, for good health.
Yeah.
And for wisdom as well.
Lovely.
And with that, Sheila, then I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you.
And I wish you a great day.
Thank you. And the same to you, gifts. Go well, eh?
Thank you, Sheila.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
You want Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well. How are you feeling today, Julie?
Much better, thank God.
That's good. That's lovely.
Yes.
Yes, Julie.
Sheila, I'd like to bless myself for me also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to a special thanksgiving for prayers answered and for blessings received.
Mm-hmm.
For the poor souls in purgatory, especially my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Yeah.
For all the sick and the dying and the persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And for all my nieces and their families,
okay.
and for Radio Veritas, may God give you the strength and keep you going for
mm-hmm.
a very long time.
Okay.
Please, all right. please all of you and your families.
Thank you so much.
The good work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. All right, Sheila. Have a lovely day.
All right. And the same to you, eh?
God bless. Okay, thank
Bye-bye. You. Well, it's 21 minutes after 12. I'd also like to pray in a special way for Donna Maria, who usually comes for Mass. And as a matter of fact, she is here today. I'd like to say to her, thank you so much for always putting a smile on my face. Whenever you don't expect, Donna Maria shows up with these beautiful flowers. And I just want to say to her, thank you. And may God bless you with that spirit of yours. And that it's always good to surprise a person with the gift of flowers, gifts from nature. So thanks to Donna Maria for brightening up my day today with those beautiful flowers. With that said, we're still taking prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, hi, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, Mempo?
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, today, Sheila, my intentions for myself,
uh-huh.
My children, for God to always guide and protect us, and also all the staff from Radio Veritas continue to do the good work that you are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mempo. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on Veritas. Hello.
Good afternoon, dear Shayla. It's Beth from Centurion. How are you doing?
I'm well, Beth. And how are you?
This is not a good day for me today.
Oh.
I just wanted to put my husband and myself on the altar. We had to put our beautiful dog down this morning at 7 o'clock. And I just want to ask you to place our intentions on the altar so that we receive God's peace and His love and His light and His serenity and His comfort.
All right, Beth. We'll keep you in our prayers. Yeah.
I'd also like to place one of our parishioners I've just heard has also passed away from our Maria Regina parish. He's Robert Hotong. May his soul rest in peace, and may God also provide Paul and the family with all his divine love and comfort and peace as well at this time.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Shayla. You have a blessed day and love to everyone at Radio Veritas.
Thank you so much, Beth, and the same to you and your husband, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Shayla.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
And you're still on Radio Veritas Holy Hour, taking prayer intentions before Mass. And the number to dial with your prayer intentions is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to? Let's go on to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Shayla. How are you today?
I'm all right. And how are you?
Let me first put my radio off.
Okay. That's very wise, Leona. Yes, Leona, you're back online
my
now.
My prayer intention is for myself.
Yeah.
For all the good gifts that God has given me in my life. Even though not so good ones, those that causes me to come on my knees to God and cry out to Him.
Yeah.
So today I just want the Lord to increase my trust in Him and increase my faith.
Okay. All right. All right, Leona, we'll keep you in our prayers. And sometimes we all need that. In fact, most times.
Have a great afternoon, Shayla.
You too, eh? God bless. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. You on Veritas? Hello.
Hi, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, thanks. Who am I speaking to?
It's Shayla.
Yes, Shanna.
I would like to place on the altar our family friend, Audrey Gaston.
Yes.
And Mrs. Thomas. And my brother, Joseph, for guidance. And he's got a very special intention. And for my brother that's had a stroke, that's taking time to recover, but I know he will recover.
All right. Keep the faith.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shanna. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Go on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm okay.
Who am I speaking to?
My special intentions for my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Koketo Shaku, who's in hospital.
Sorry to hear that, eh?
For speedy recovery.
Okay. And who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Martha Shaku.
All right, Martha. Thank you so much for the call, eh?
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you. God bless.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You on Veritas, hello.
Hi, good day. I would like to please form my intention.
Most certainly. Who am I speaking to?
It's Marion.
Marion, how are you today?
Okay, thanks.
That's lovely. So who are we praying for?
I would like to pray for my two kids, Justin and Janine Jackson.
Yeah.
Justin's recovering from pneumonia. He's just been discharged yesterday from hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And Janine, that's got bronchitis now.
Oh, not good times from there, hey?
Okay.
All right, Marion, thank you for the call.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you too, eh? Bye-bye. You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sheila. It's Marion. How are you?
Another Marion. Hi, Marion.
I heard that. Yeah.
Good to hear from you, Marion. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Who are we praying for today?
Sheila, my message to you today.
Yes.
It's for the repose soul of my dad, Anthony Frank.
Yeah.
Today is the anniversary of his death.
Okay.
And all the deceased members of my family.
All right.
A special intention for Radio Veritas and for my family. Thank you very much, Sheila.
Thank you so much for the call, Marion.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's 29 minutes after 12. We'll stop our calls there as we get ready to begin with Mass. Well, it seems like Father Tabo couldn't be here with us, so we will have Father Brian, who's already in the studio, ready to celebrate Mass for us. On that note, I'd like to thank everyone who called and SMS'd prayer intentions during this holy hour. We'll begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
Pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear friends, as we prepare ourselves to partake in these sacred mysteries, we acknowledge before God and before one another that we have sinned and that we are sinners. And so we come to God and ask for mercy, we ask for strength, and we ask for courage. And we call to mind all our sins. I confess,
Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May the Almighty God have mercy on us, may He forgive us our sins, and may He lead all of us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who has prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promise which surpasses every human desire. We ask all this through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is your Son, the one who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, O shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the crippled you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered, they wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered all over the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep. But the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The word of the Lord is living and active, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, you go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you. And so they went. Going out again at about the sixth hour and ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? They said to him, because no one has hired us. And said to them, you go into the vineyard too. And when evening comes, the owner of the vineyard say to the steward, call all the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired at the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the householder, saying, these last worked 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to them, saying, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I chose to give to this lust as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be the first, and the first will be the last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Very hard and painful gospel. The last will be the first, and the first will be the last. So the gospel was the last, so which means the first reading will be the first today. In the first reading today, we hear and read from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And the prophet Ezekiel is asked and sent on a mission. He is sent to the house of Israel. And this time he is sent to particular people. And he is sent to the shepherds. The shepherds who were looking after their flock. And the Lord has something that is very harsh. And the Lord has strong words that he gives to Ezekiel. And he says to Ezekiel, go and say this to them. Shepherds should not feed themselves, but they should feed their sheep. You eat the fat. You clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened. The sick you have not healed. The crippled you have not bound. The strayed you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought them. And it goes on and on. So we're hearing of how the God of Israel is frustrated with the shepherds. We hear how God is angry because the shepherds had neglected their job, they had neglected their tasks. And I think shepherds in this context and today should not be read as people that are only entrusted with authority and responsibility. But shepherd and shepherds today should be read as all of us who have said yes to Christ at baptism, because we all share in the priesthood of Christ. So what is the Lord saying through Ezekiel? The Lord is saying, I am angry because you've been unfaithful. It's an issue of unfaithfulness. It's an issue of betrayal. It's an issue of negligence. And the Lord is saying, I am just fed up. And because I'm fed up, I want you to do something about it. You are not sticking to the contract that we had. Isn't it amazing how we too ourselves as Christians sometimes become very unfaithful? How sometimes we betray the Lord? How sometimes we neglect to do the things that we are ought to do? On this Wednesday afternoon, we are called to repent from our faithfulness. The question is, do you know what you are being unfaithful to or towards? It could be your husband. It could be your wife. It could be the church. It could be to your responsibilities. It could be even to your kids. It could be to things that you have freely committed yourselves to. Do you recognize that you are actually being unfaithful? I think some of us have become so dead that even when we are unfaithful, we don't even have a conscience around it. That's how dead we are. The Lord is telling us and calling us back to faithfulness. What is your response? and what is it going to take for you to be faithful? And I know many of us have excuses. Ah, the Lord will understand. The Lord does not understand. He does not understand that you are killing instead of preserving. He won't. The Lord actually says you are scattering. And you've opened a big, big tin of worms to let evil come in because of our unfaithfulness. Some of the things that make us unfaithful to God are unconfessed sin, unforgiveness, sorcery and witchcraft, hatred. Those are some of those things that make us unfaithful. And so in this Mass, we ask God for mercy and for pardon. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness and your love, we've all received this bread that we offer you now. The fruit of the earth, the work of our human hands, it shall become for all of us our bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness and your love, we have all received this wine that we offer you now. The fruit of the vine, the work of our human hands, it shall become for all of us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord, wash away my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sin and guilt. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours might be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O Lord, who gained for yourself a people by adoption through the one sacrifice offered once for all, bestow graciously on us, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace in your church. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is indeed truly right and just. It is our duty. It is for our own salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word that was made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize him in God who is made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with all the angels and archangels, with all the thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing this hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy,
you are indeed holy, O God, and you are that fountain of all holiness. We therefore ask you to send down your gifts upon these gifts and make them holy, by so that they may become for all of us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the time when he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving you thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving you thanks and praise, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of that new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of all your sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread
and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, this bread of life and this chalice of our salvation. We give you thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and to be able to minister to you. Humbly we pray that we who partake of this body and blood of your Son, we may be gathered into one by your Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church that is spread out through the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, our Archbishop Buti, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have died and all those that die today. Have mercy on them and welcome them all into the light of your face. And have mercy on us too, we pray, that together with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with the blessed apostles and the saints who have all pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and that we may always praise you and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we all dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from all evil, and graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who say to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you," do not look on our sins, but look on our faith, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, you who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord is with you.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Dear friends, behold the Lamb of God, behold the one that takes away all the sins of the world. Blessed are we all who are invited to this supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ keep us all to life everlasting.
Amen.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord?
Let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, O God, that confirmed to his image on earth, we may merit also to be his co-heirs in heaven. We ask all this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, the one who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Mass. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessings of the Almighty God come down upon you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass has ended. Let us go and be faithful to the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Exactly a minute before 1 o'clock. That brings us to the end of our live broadcast of Mass. Father Brian, thank you so much for celebrating Mass for us today again on such a short notice. Thank you so much. And of course, thanks to Donna Maria, to Kenny, our technical producer, and to all our listeners for always supporting us. We'll be back with Holy Hour tomorrow at 12 noon.
And my Father is the keeper. Come to me. Let the Spirit bring you life. Like a tree planted by the living water, to stretch I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. I will go, Lord.